This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The death toll in Morocco climbed past 2,000 following a massive earthquake late Friday. Buildings reduced to rubble and survivors sleeping outside for fear. VOA's Arash Arabasadi tells us more.
Morocco's public broadcaster, SNRT, released images of cars crushed by rubble, highlighting the challenges facing rescue workers. Much of the quake's damage was in mountainous regions where villagers had already begun burying their dead as of Saturday. And as Moroccans and tourists visiting their country took part in blood drives at area clinics, Morocco's King Mohammed VI ordered the nation's armed forces to mobilize search and rescue teams. He also called for special prayer services Sunday at mosques. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
U.S. President Joe Biden says that he has held his highest level direct talks in months with China during the recent summit of 20 of the world's largest economies in India.
At a news conference in Hanoi, Biden said Chinese President Xi Jinping's absence from the G20 talks may be a result of China's domestic economic crisis.
He has his hands full right now. He has overwhelming unemployment with his youth.
The U.S. leader said Washington does not want to contain China. Biden also said he doubts China's economic crisis would lead to an invasion of Taiwan. Nike Chin, VOA News. Seoul.
Two foreign aid workers have reportedly been killed in eastern Ukraine when Russian shelling hit a van carrying a team of four working with the Ukrainian NGO. The Road to Relief identified one of the dead volunteers as a Canadian, and the other elsewhere. The head of Kyiv's military administration said over two dozen drones launched by Russia were shot down. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken tried to reassure Ukraine on Sunday that it will continue to be supported by its Western allies. Russia, however, just had local elections in four Ukrainian areas it illegally annexed, and Moscow appears to determine to expand the invasion.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, who last week toured Ukraine, told ABC's This Week's show that he doesn't see any indication that President Vladimir Putin wants to engage in meaningful diplomacy to end the conflict.
Everyone wants this war to end, but it has to end on just terms and on durable terms that reflect Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity.
Blinken also underscored how Russia's blockade of Ukrainian grain exports is exacerbating food insecurity worldwide. Moscow reiterated this weekend that its conditions to restart the so-called Black Sea Grain Initiative haven't changed. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News.
The death toll from the flash floods that inundated central Greece due to Storm Daniel has now risen to 12, with the number expected to rise as health officials warn of infectious diseases breaking out.
Dysentery, diphtheria, and malaria are just some of the infectious diseases resulting from the floods that ravaged Thessaly, the farming heartland of Greece. On Sunday, state health and veterinary officials said they had deployed dozens of special crews to collect dead livestock, taking decomposing carcasses to special incinerators to be burned. But with dozens of villages and hamlets still stranded, all devoid of clean water and sewage, fears of further outbreaks grow. Antti Karasava, VOA News, Athens.
British Foreign Minister James Cleverly is traveling to Israel and the Palestinian territories this week, where he will press for renewed dialogue on a two-state solution.
On the visit that begins on Monday, Cleverly will hold talks with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and also the Palestinian Prime Minister. In a speech at an international security conference on Tuesday, Cleverly will discuss the security challenges facing Israel and the Palestinian territories, as well as the importance of a two-state solution. Violence in the West Bank has worsened over the past year with frequent Israeli raids and Palestinian street attacks. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.